Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventures, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Shalom.
Howdy.
Oh, nice. Little Mini Pearl.
I kind of copied off last week's.
Yeah, but you sounded more like Mini Pearl this week, so.
That a kind of puny.
Yeah, you did a little bit.
Howdy. That better?
I'm slightly disappointed.
Okay. I'll try again next week.
Mildly disappointed.
I'll try to work on that.
Maybe we should learn how to say howdy in other languages. I don't know. You do it. I don't want to. I'm just going to say hi. Well, that was worse.
We start over. We start this podcast over.
Delete.
Well, sure. Can we edit that out? Can we do some editing here at the start? Welcome, audience. Yeah. Welcome tonight. This is why we are the Messiah's Misfits.
We are, yeah.
True to our name.
We fit it, yes.
True.
Just trying to be real here.
True to our name.
Y'all are crazy. Well, we're going to talk about something that is amazing tonight. We're going to talk about the joy Christ brings.
Oh, hallelujah.
What a great time of year to do it.
You must be talking about Christmas.
I am talking about Christmas.
Oh, what a joyful. See, this is the Christian holiday.
Yes, it
is. Praise the Lord. This is our time.
That's right.
We get to celebrate. We need to celebrate big.
Yes.
You know, kind of like at church last night. We had Christmas celebration at church last night. That was great.
It was.
Had a great time of fellowship and worship and praising the Lord last night. The kids did an outstanding job.
Yes, they did.
Just a marvelous time. Marvelous time. So we're here to talk about the Christmas story and the Christmas theme and all that good stuff. So I'm excited tonight.
Yes, I am too.
We're looking excited. Christmas is just a few days off.
I know. We're almost there.
And you'll know something else?
What's that?
New Year's is coming.
I know. It's right around the corner.
Woo, Lordy.
One year closer to his return.
Yes.
Praise God.
We're about to enter 2024.
Yes.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's crazy. Here we are in 2023 of celebrating Christmas, and it's a wonderful time of the year.
And 1987 was just yesterday.
Yes.
I don't know how we made it to 2024 so fast, but...
I'm just glad we made it through 2000.
I know, right?
Everything for the shutout.
Oh, yeah. We thought it was going to explode and blow up on us, didn't we?
But anyway...
So here we can
say we're going to look at the past in our rearview mirror.
That's right.
And we're moving on forward to bigger and better things.
That's right.
Praise the
Amen.
Lord. God is good. Welcome tonight. Welcome.
Yes. We are going to be in the book of Luke, chapter 2. And we're going to start with verse 1. Because why not start at the top, right?
I like it. This is
called the miraculous birth.
That's what it is. It was a miracle.
It was definitely a miracle. It was the whole way it comes about is a miracle.
Oh, it's outstanding. Yes. Oh, it's a heavenly story.
Yes, it is.
It's not man-made. It was God-created, God-timed, whole bit.
Amen. Well, verse 1 says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she would be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn."
That's a lot going on.
Yes, it is.
And the first thing I recognize is verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Born in the city of David, in the lineage of David. You just can't go a week without talking about David.
I'm sorry, I can't. He's everywhere.
Here we go again.
He is everywhere. He's all over this book.
I'm sorry.
Here we are trying to talk about Jesus, and you brought up David. I'm sorry, Jesus.
Oh, praise God. This is the joy tonight.
That's
it's the
right.
joy.
If he wouldn't have, you would have.
I would have probably at some point, yes.
Beat you through the punch. But very interesting, very interesting. You know, when we talk about the taxation or the census, really report what it was, taking a census, and it would happen about every 14 years that they would have to go to Jerusalem or Bethlehem and do the census.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would happen right there. But since Judea was a was just a it was still a kingdom of itself.
Mm-hmm.
It was just still a kingdom. So they was able to go after the Romans allowed them to go after the Jewish method, which required to each of them to go to a designed special place for them as their ancestral seat, mm-hmm. and report there for himself. So that's what happened to Joseph and Mary. They had a special place that they went to go and to meet. And what was, I think it's because it's all a miracle, the way it was designed, is the Romans allowed the Jews to follow their custom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Romans, man, they were.
Right. They're aware of the highway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I think it's just another form of the miracle here, that they allowed them to do their own custom.
Right.
I thought it's just a God thing. And so it was with Joseph here. They, you know, Joseph was the carpenter.
Right.
Of Nazareth. And so it was in the northern province of Galilee. And so they were compelled to go southward 70 miles into Bethlehem. So it was quite a journey for them.
It was. And, you know, it was Caesar's idea for them to be taxed.
Right.
So they had to go. They had to go where they were appointed to be.
Right.
So, yeah, it absolutely, it's a miracle how that worked out. You're right.
Right. And so, like I said, they went to the city of David.
Yes.
David, the great poet king, the great songwriter, the great hymnist, you know, and he was also born in Bethlehem, the city of David.
He was a shepherd boy.
Anything?
No, I'm just saying, I just wanted to throw that in there.
So, but it was really ordered by divine providence. If you go back to the prophet Micah,
mm-hmm.
Micah in 5 and verse 2, he said, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah," he said, "though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel."
Wow.
So it was prophesied,
mm-hmm.
clear back in the book by Micah. One of the great minor prophets, I think. I enjoy Micah's writings. I read it. And so it's good for us to do that. But he says here, but it was prophesied by him that's going to come forth. He said, for be from born to everlasting. So it was already designed that it was going mm-hmm. to be an everlasting God, everlasting
right.
king that was to be born. And so we see that Joseph took Mary with him.
Right.
I mean, he didn't go by himself.
Mm-mm.
He took Mary
yep.
along the journey with him, to, I think, is probably to shield her,
right.
protect her, you know, to keep to protect her and to help her along the journeys and not leaving her in the...
She was like us today. We're like, "You're not leaving me here.
You
I'm
know,
going with you."
So you got to admire Joseph for his care for her. He wasn't going to leave her in the care for somebody else to take care of her.
No.
But Joseph loved her, and he took care of her.
Yes.
And so, but anyway... And if you find the word Bethlehem, it literally means house of bread.
Right.
Which is another, I think, another miracle of the story is because
yes, it is.
Jesus tells us in John 6 and 48 that he is the
bread
of life. And so it
yes.
all ties in together.
It does.
You know, you can't make this up.
Mm-mm.
It was divine appointed.
It was.
Divinely written, inscripted.
Yes.
You know, from prophets of old to now,
right,
you know, it was fulfilled.
Yes.
Just like he said it was in the Old Testament. And so it's encouraging for us to know that God's perfect will was fulfilled.
Right.
And in this whole purpose. So anyway, we get into verse 6 when it starts talking about the birth. We talked about this prior to the service tonight, I think. But the inn was overcrowded.
Yes.
There was no place for them to shelter.
Right.
So they had to find some place. I mean, she was at the point of deliverance.
Yes.
I'm
not going any further.
She was no more expecting. Mm-mm. She was
yes.
at the point of deliverance.
Well, I think it's interesting. It talks about, you know, it's most likely a cave. Right. You know, where he was born was most likely a cave.
Right. You know, a different world.
Yes.
That's just how they did back then.
Right.
Today we throw up a wooden shanty and call it good.
Exactly.
Three nails and
put a roof on it.
Put some baling wire around it. Good to go. But they had to really, literally had to hew out of the rocks a place for their animals to get protection.
Right.
And even the troughs, the mangers, they were hewn out of rock.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't necessarily made out of wood like we think here in the Western.
Right.
But in the Eastern world, they hewed them out of a rock. And so that's why he had to be wrapped in swaddling clothes. Can you imagine?
Protect his little body.
I mean, the hard rock of that, he had to be protected.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
And so, but anyway, it's just nice to know. But even though the inn was overcrowded, but it tells us here, they said that they were of royal descent.
Yes.
And they had fallen on bad fortunes. But, I mean, there's no place for them to be.
Mm-hmm.
But the man Joseph.
Because everyone was traveling.
Yeah.
Right.
But come to the city to be taxed.
Right.
Take the census.
Mm-hmm.
So everything was full. But we find that the man Joseph was a mere peasant, a carpenter, is told from the, but he was from Nazareth, which was a despised town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's just interesting here.
It is. Well, let's read on a little bit. Verse 8 says, And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in their field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful.
Mm.
This is one of my favorite parts of the whole of the whole story, I think. It just did this announcement that came to the
angelic
shepherds. While they're out doing their thing, just watching the sheep. And I said by night.
Right.
So things are probably quieting down. The sheep's probably laid down. And so it's just another night. It just fell up on it. It was just another ordinary day to them.
Right.
But oh, what a change.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a night. It
was fixing to light up, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. And you imagine sitting in the stillness of the night, the peace and the quiet. Right. And it says, and lo, the angel of the Lord shows up.
Mm-hmm.
The angel of the Lord shows up to them. He said, and the glory of the Lord shone round about. What an event.
Right.
That's a miraculous event.
You know how bright that was?
I just...
Must have felt like daytime.
Yes. I don't think words can even... We can fathom it in our minds what kind of event that was at that moment. Of how that... And so the angelic brought tidings of Christ's birth to the shepherds at this moment. They were there and, you know, they were just simple, unsophisticated people who were just watching over their sheep, and yet God brought them into the story. He brought them into this time I'm so overwhelmed at
you know,
the event.
The shepherds had a special place in God's heart.
Yes.
I mean, from all the way back, even to David, and don't make fun of me, this is true, back to David, to now at his birth, the shepherds are the ones the angels went to.
Yep.
Not the kings, not the Pharisees or the Sadducees, to the shepherds.
Well, has not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he had promised to them that love him?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
That's what James tells us.
Mm-hmm.
And but it says the glory of the Lord shone round about them. What a wonderful light!
Yes,
that accompanied the appearance of God and His angels.
Right.
Wow. No wonder it had to be like the the Shekinah that flamed above the mercy seat.
Right.
Whew. Mercy. I mean, we're talking Emmanuel here.
Right.
This is not an ordinary
God with us.
This is God with us. This is an event that has changed history.
Yes.
Changed the course of time. And so, and it says, and they were afraid. I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all here.
Well,
you know,
you think you're used to being out under the stars and it's dark and it's, you know, quiet. And then,
yeah.
Wow, all this shows up.
All this just comes upon you.
It's an eye awakening, right?
Wow. Wow. Can you imagine the majesty
was
there, the splendor that was there, not to mention how strange it was to them, foreign it was.
Right.
So, I mean, all this is going on. They're just mere human beings. We're just caretakers of the sheep.
Right.
And all this comes upon them. I'd been afraid, too.
Yes, I would have been, too.
Wow. But read verse 10. Look what happens here.
It says, and the angel said unto them, fear not.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For behold,
hallelujah,
I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Oh, thank God. That verse 10 is, that just stirs my heart. And he said, the angel said, not only did the angel just show up,
right,
but he spoke.
Right.
The angel spoke and he said directly to them, fear not. You know what's unique about this?
What's that?
Is this is the first heaven's word to earth after the birth of Jesus.
Wow.
You're about heaven showing up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He may have left heaven, but heaven came down.
That's right.
Heaven came with him here. But that was the first word to earth from heaven after his birth.
Wow.
He said, fear not. There's nothing to fear about God.
No.
He brings us good tidings of great joy.
Yes.
That's why we like this title tonight, because he brought joy.
He did.
To a people that was hurting, people that was lonely.
And he's still bringing that
joy. And the joy that happens here is knowing this right here, is this right here, is that the spiritual darkness which had covered the earth was about to be rolled away.
Right.
What we see here is the Christ became the way to bring us to peace and to have a pardon with God that was about to be thrown open to all mankind.
Wow.
What a marvelous event.
Yes.
That's why it was good tidings of joy.
It was.
This was a time of great news. They were living in darkness. They had no hope.
Right.
But when Christ came, it opened the door to pardoning. It brought the door to forgiveness. It brought the door to salvation. He came to justify the ungodly.
And it was fulfilling a prophecy that they've been waiting for I feel like some of them had already given up.
Yeah. If you want to get technical, going back to Genesis 3:15, when he said, your head is going to bruise his heel. Mm-hmm. Satan right here was fixing to be crushed and bruised.
Yes.
That means the time of liberty had come. Freedom had come.
Yes.
Our victory had just showed up.
Right.
That's what you're talking about. Good tidings of great joy.
Yes.
Yes.
The time is at hand.
Yes. 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 Thank the Lord. My Lord. My Lord, salvation was no longer just seen through types and through shadows and figures, but now it's face to face.
Right.
They're looking at salvation lying in the manger.
Yes.
They're looking at the healer lying in the manger.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Mercy. Mm. Sakes alive.
It's a miracle.
It's a miraculous event.
Yes. Yes. And I also think about how Mary and Joseph, you know, they were seeing all this too.
Yeah.
Even though they had already had a heavenly visitor, you know, but now you're looking at the face of God. You're looking in. Your baby is the face of God.
Woo, mercy. Hallelujah.
Yes. Mm.
Hallelujah. You know, God is when they're looking here, they're seeing the one who saves.
Mm-hmm.
They're seeing the one who is saved from the power of sin, who had been saved from the power of Satan. Who is the destroyer of the consequences of sin, the destroyer of the consequence of death tonight. God has saved us from the penalty of sin, which is the wrath of God, and Jesus became our deliverer.
Wow.
That was what just happened. No wonder the angels came and said, this is good tidings.
Right.
Look what it brought to mankind. Hallelujah. of the joy that God puts into our hearts and put into our lives here. And that's why I want to celebrate Christmas. I want to tell people Merry Christmas. I want to spread the hope around.
Yes, me too.
Spread peace around, because that's what it came.
It's about Him.
It is. It's all about Jesus.
Yes.
It just, if He hadn't came, none of this would have happened.
None of it. That's right.
No.
We'd still be waiting for Him to come.
I mean, look at that. Christ means the anointed one. The anointing.
Yes.
The anointing showed up.
He did. In a big way.
The anointing showed up. Hallelujah. Praise God.
And they seen it.
Yes. They were there. They were there. You know, the voice from heaven declared these wonderful tidings about the babe in Bethlehem.
Right.
That's the angel sent by God. Wow. Fabulous. Fabulous.
It is.
Fabulous.
Wow.
Man, you could just go on and on this here.
Well, you really could. I mean, it's just those verses right there. I mean, are miraculous in themselves.
They are.
So, but we'll slide on down here to verse 15.
Yeah, go back to 13.
Go back to 13. Okay.
That heavenly choir.
Let's cover that. In 13 it says, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards man.'"
Yeah, I like verse 13 because it said, "And suddenly."
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Suddenly, everything's normal.
Right.
And then suddenly.
Right.
That's just the way God likes to do things.
Right, right.
"There was with the angel."
Right.
Who was with the angel? A multitude of the heavenly host. And what were they doing? Praising God. Can you imagine? Holy, holy, holy.
Oh, yeah.
The singing that was going on.
Oh,
the
yes.
praising that was going on.
The power they felt.
Oh, what an event.
Right.
What he was Christ the Lord at birth.
Mm-hmm.
He was Christ the Lord at birth here. And I mean, the heavenly host was praising God, and they were saying, this is what they were saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth, peace and goodwill." That's what they were saying.
Yes.
Look at that message they were declaring to a dying world who was going to hell. And this is the message the angels came and showed up. They were saying, they were praising God. And it says, the Bible says, they were saying this, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace and goodwill." Praise God.
Praise God.
I'm excited tonight.
Yes.
I'm excited tonight about this right here.
Me too.
Woo, this is good stuff.
It is good.
We went from a podcast to a sermon here.
We did. We are dragging this one out, y'all. But let me tell you. It's a good one. It's good.
Oh, my Lord.
So,
totally exciting. Totally exciting.
Now we're going to jump down here to 15. And it says, "And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, 'Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.'"
Hallelujah.
So you have to remember, the shepherds are not right there. They're not right close, because they said, "Come, let's go."
Yeah.
So the angels went out to where the shepherds were. Isn't that something?
That is. It's wonderful.
Wow.
You know, I don't think they argued over who's going to keep the sheep while we're gone.
Yeah.
They did as they were commanded.
They'll be here when we get back.
Yeah,
let's go.
God had the sheep taken care of.
Yeah, He certainly did.
They didn't say, "Well, we got to find someone to take." They didn't worry about that.
Mm-mm.
They were just said, "We're going to follow."
Right.
"We're going to go."
Right. And we don't know if they were taking care of like flocks of sheep that were theirs, or if these were lambs that were specifically for sacrifice. You know, there's all kinds of things that it could be.
But
they went.
They entrusted their sheep to Him, which Jesus, whose pleasure they obeyed.
Amen. 100%. 100%.
They committed the sheep into the master's hands.
That's right. And they went on to town.
They did. They were obedient.
Yes.
They had found the sign that had been given them by the angel, and they went. Praise the Lord.
And 16 says, "And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger."
Yes, yes.
"And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all of these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
Yes, 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 yes.
Wow.
Wonderful. The meditation is good. Mary pondered in her heart, you know, she mm-hmm. considered it. She had a lot to go. My Lord, she'd been pregnant for 9 months. Mm-hmm. All that she'd gone through, people talking,
yes.
a young teenage girl all
a
alone.
Child.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Man, there's so much going on in Mary's life here mm-hmm. it, for this moment. And yet she pondered them all in her heart.
Mm-hmm.
God gave her the strength, the wisdom, the anointing, the Holy Spirit to be able to do this. She's sitting there holding her child. She's looking in the face of God,
mm-hmm.
literally staring into the very right. face of God.
Mm.
You know, and so I can't imagine what's going on through her mind.
Right.
You know, she's chosen by God, called by God, commissioned by God.
Yeah.
And then I think in strange people showing up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, shepherds.
Shepherds.
What are you doing here?
Wise yeah. men or whoever is showing up here, you know, different things. And
well, I know you haven't given birth, Randall.
Yeah.
But I have. And the last thing you want is strange people showing up in your hospital room.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't know that Mary took her eyes off of Jesus long enough
True.
To look up.
That's a good point. Good point.
She was fastened on the face of God.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, well, it was a glorious event.
It really was.
The Shekinah glory.
Oh, yeah.
The light of the world, the bread of life, the chief shepherd was there.
I don't think they've ever felt anointing
yeah.
like they were experiencing at
that
time.
It was a joy like no other.
Right.
Wow. It was my Lord, that's Holy Ghost good.
That is, yes.
And the shepherd returned glorifying and praising God. The worship that
yes.
went on. The praise of the angelic choir, the shepherds and the people were worshiping and praising.
Right.
And that has never ceased. You know, when God brings it into your life, when he comes into life, you want to worship him.
Yes.
You'll want to praise him.
Amen.
Because he changes our life and delivers. Thank God that his name was Jesus, the Savior of the world.
Right.
Thank God he saved me.
And that he was willing to come here to do
yes.
that.
Yes. You know, when you go back, I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back to Philippians, the second chapter, verse number 7, it talks about Jesus, how he emptied himself.
Mm-hmm.
He emptied himself and that he stepped down in order that he might lift up mankind.
Right.
That is a marvelous verse right there because it talks about when Christ emptied himself, it signifies that all the poverty— all the frailty, all the hunger, all the thirst,
mm-hmm.
all the physical weaknesses, all the suffering, humiliation, all countless restrictions upon deity that we see in Jesus were the limitations he put up on himself.
Right.
He put up on himself. He's willing to do all of that to save mankind.
To save us.
But even
yeah.
furthermore, he chose the route
mm-hmm.
through childbirth. And the developing through human nature.
Yes.
I told people this some time ago, and they just looked at me like I was strange. I said, Jesus probably had zits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a human form.
He had a human form. He had the same issues we
yeah.
go through with. And he said, he
yeah.
was human.
Yeah.
And he chose that.
Yeah.
He chose the route of human birth. He chose the route of human development.
Because we don't know much about him from 12 to 33.
Mm-mm. He chose... chose that route to come,
mm-hmm.
and he chose human nature as the path of his redeeming
right.
revelation. Now, I want to close with this, but at least my part, is that during that path that he chose also included the cross, ultimate death.
Yeah.
And that's it. I think you mentioned earlier from the...
cradle to the cross.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 But that's, you know... in spite of the joy that we receive,
mm-hmm.
there was a great price.
Oh, yeah.
Christ paid a great price for our salvation.
From the time of this story that we're talking about tonight, from the time of his birth, his miraculous birth, until he laid down his life on the cross.
Yeah, he chose that.
He chose it.
He chose that as well.
He could at any time said, Father, I've changed my mind.
Yeah,
I can't do it. Because remember, he walked with us. So there were times I'm sure he could have went, I'm not seeing a lot here, Lord, to work with, but he loved us.
But grace.
Yes.
And mercy.
Amen. Woo. Amen.
Glory be to God. Grace
you,
and
Lord
mercy.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Father, we love you.
Thank you.
Lord, in the midst of all the joy, Lord, we can't help but tears to fill our eyes, Lord, knowing the price. Lord, that you come to pay for mankind's sin. Lord, to deliver us from Satan's power. Lord, delivering us from the eternal death. Lord, delivering us from hell's flames. Lord, delivering us from the wrath of God. Lord, and the separation of God for eternity. Lord, you come to pay the price for redemption, to reconcile us back into right relationship when we were hostile toward the Father. You come and you bridge the gap. Lord, you chose the route, the pathway of the birth. Lord, through the life of Christ, through the death of Christ, and Lord, thank you, Father, for the resurrection of Christ. Lord, and I just pray tonight, Lord, if for someone listening to this podcast, and Lord, I pray that they'll understand the true meaning of Christmas and what it's all about tonight, Lord. They'll understand that, Lord, it's about you, Lord, and your love for humanity. Lord, you said you didn't come, you come to seek and to save that which was lost. You took on the form of humanity. You emptied yourself of all deity and divine powers, and you took on the form of a servant. Father, we thank you tonight for your Son, Jesus, precious, the precious Lamb of God, who has now become the great Lion of the tribe of Judah. Lord, as we honor you, Lord, on this Christmas time of day, and Lord, we honor and celebrate your birthday in the greatest fashion, Father. Lord, we just love you, and we thank you tonight for blessing people, touching hearts, lives. Lord, giving them new direction, Lord, as they receive Christ as their personal Savior. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we would like to thank you for joining us tonight, and we would like to say Merry Christmas to each and every one of you, and we hope that you have a wonderful holiday, but you do not forget it's all about Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So, go to church on Sunday.
Yes.
Go to
church. We'd love to see that.
Get your family. Mm-hmm. Get your family and be in church on Sunday. Most churches are going to celebrate Christmas on Sunday.
Yes.
So go to church. Get in a home church somewhere where the truth is being preached and Bible's being taught. Get in it. Get in jail. Yes. Time's running out. Jesus is coming.
Amen. Amen.
Another great podcast. Merry Christmas from my house to your house.
Yes.
Love you guys. Appreciate you.
Amen. Well, we love and appreciate you, Pastor.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And King David.
Got to get that last one in there.
Well, you guys brought him up. But anyway, we'd like to thank you. Thanks for listening to the Messiah's Misfits podcast.
David's
if you
creepies.
Haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.